Good evening, everyone, and welcome. It is Saturday night, December 7th, 2013, and you are listening to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. I want to remind everyone who's listening, well, you may be a first-time listener, so I'll let you know that Ron's website is creationlightship.com. And for those of you who participate or would like to participate in the physical healing intensive that Ron runs, the December ones begin next Saturday with the four-hour call, which is 1 to 5 p.m. Pacific time, and then the next Sunday, which is the 15th, and the following two Sundays, the 22nd and the 29th, are the eight-hour calls. And if you haven't experienced those before, they're really wonderful, and you can find out all about them, again, on Ron's website. We'll be answering questions tonight from the fast chat and from anything you may have sent to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and you can send to that during the show tonight. I have that open. And before Ron comes on, if you'd like to open up your picture of the light being, which can be found on the BBS site or on creationlightship.com, and then when Ron comes on, he'll activate that picture for us for peace energy. So now I'll welcome Ron onto the air.
Hey, hi, everybody. So tonight's our birthday night on the lightship. So you must be listening live. Go to the lightship, and if you're listening to this on an archive, then you feel peace energy. Let's activate the light beam, everybody. Here we go. So, one, two, three, four, and five. That feels pretty good. And again, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll do some energy work for weather here. So this would be like the gray sky clearing in a sense here. So here we go. So one, two, wow, three, a lot of aliens out there, four and five, getting rid of more stuff here. So one, two, three, four, and five. Remember, they control the weather. Oh, you should all know that by now. So here we go. Some more energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So we'll go to the light ship in about a half an hour here. And send your questions over to CLS Questions.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you. We're looking forward to our visit to the lightship this evening, and let me see. I wanted to just mention something in case people weren't listening last night to Ron's show. A lot of people were calling in about the cold and the just general bad weather that we're experiencing in so much of the country, and Ron suggested that we put on the gray skies clearing. So I'd be curious to see how many people did that and if they're noticing any change in their gray skies or whatever, because we don't really know what's going on up there, do we, Ron, in the sky?
No, but there's a lot of strange clouds, so we do know about that. And things are strange. So let's do a clearing again for weather. So let's continue on here. So let's get rid of some of those clouds that could be causing extreme cold temperatures where you're living. So I can only focus on where you are listening, the listening audience. I'm not going to do the world, naturally, just whoever's listening. And you may want to get up and do the gray sky clearing during this program to help out. The pre-clearing, just go to the website, creationlightship.com. There's a drop-down box, and it'll say gray skies. So put that on, and you may have some of those alien ships leaving your vicinity, and you may have better weather. So here we go. Getting rid of energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we'll do another one here. This is for maybe people that may not be feeling quite right. Maybe they're depressed because of the weather. So we'll continue on here. So stronger, and stronger. Okay, Anne, just back to you here.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. And I did want to just bring that up again since so many people were talking about that last evening. Let me just check on the fast chat now and see if we have any testimonial. Energy affecting your area. Nope, just people so far just saying hello, but we would love to hear if anyone noticed any difference. We have a pretty cold and rainy day here where I am in Southern California, so I put it on first thing this morning. And it did clear up, but I sort of think that was what it was projected to do anyway. So, okay. Now, we have talked before a lot, actually, about the natal barcode, but it's one of my favorite healings. And someone sent us an interesting email, a listener, about the year 2014, some facts. And next year, in August, we'll have 5 Fridays, 5 Saturdays, and 5 Sundays. This happens only once every 283 years. And then I won't go on with, you know, the Chinese call it different things. they're saying, it's a lucky thing, actually, those numbers. But so they forwarded this email, Ron, with a bunch of numbers, and the question is, would this be a good thing to be natal barcode clearing some of those numbers?
Yeah, I would say it probably would be.
Yeah.
Anything that's kind of unusual is a good thing to clear because it could be a way that people connect to it. Can't get taken away, abducted, etc. You have to remember that the aliens use keywords and key phrases and things, and anything that's unusual that kind of piques your interest very possibly could be a way they can abduct you. So this could be one way of making something known to the people out there, and as you tune into it, you may have a link acting to you. So that's kind of the way I view life here, is things that are pretty much maybe unusual or out of the ordinary a little bit is how they can get you. Very simply, when I do the natal chart clearing, I'll do it now for people. I'll take away the vowels out of your name. This is probably, old hash for a lot of you, but if you're a new listener or an old one, just, say your name out loud. Then I'll clear the vowels, and you're going to notice that when you say your name again, it's not going to resonate to you. So what does that mean? That means that your name is a program attached to it, and there's energy connected to your name, and who's using the energy. So here we go. So say your name out loud. You might say it a couple of times so you can understand and know that it's you. And here we go, clearing the A, so that's cleared, E cleared, I cleared, O cleared, and U cleared. There we go. Now say your name again, and it should sound different to you. It might even echo inside of your head.
Can you do the Y too, Ron?
Oh, yeah, okay, we'll do Y. Here we go, so Y, that's cleared, okay. Oh, just see how that's feeling. You should feel a little different. And whoever says your name is connecting to you, in the invisible energetic realms, and so could the unwanted universal travelers. That's why the natal chart is so good, because you can clear that. If you are out there and you're kind of wanting a little more smarts, we'll say, okay? Maybe you're trying to be a I won't say an overachiever, but you definitely want to get a cutting edge. We have two clearings on the website, which I don't normally talk about. You may want to do these. So this is for the people that maybe you have a job interview and you just need to get that extra cutting edge coming up first of the year or something. So I have an IQ clearing. That's on the website. I don't talk about it. I also have a education clearing. Both of these can help you out release blockages that could have been put in place by these unwanted universal travelers out there. So back to you, Ann.
Wow, fascinating, Ron. Okay, somebody, a listener sent us an email with something so creepy and disturbing that I hope it's a hoax. I hope it's a joke or something. But what it is the a government, a branch of our government has a new seal of artwork, and it's basically the Earth with an octopus on top of it. And the catchphrase, if you would call it, or the theme is "We reach everywhere" or something like that. And it's very disturbing. So
yeah, I don't know.
Can you talk about octopus, Ron?
I don't know anything about it, but the octopus energies are one of the ones out there that is released those on a lot of the calls all the time. So that one is one that you don't want to be connected with. The black widow ones are also there, and these are snakes. But the octopus and the jellyfish are the two main ones that you don't really want to have in you, living inside of your body, living on your body, and also living around your body. So, anyway, I don't know if that's real or not, but, you know, there's spider webs, you know, on the dollar bill. If you take a dollar bill and look, turn it over and look at the corners, you'll see spider webs there. At least I see it as spider webs. You might see it as something else, but I can see it as spider webs. I could be wrong, and there's also an alien critter in the very center. As you go down from the left and the right side, the far sides of the dollar bill on the back, between the ones, looking, you're going to see a little serpent tail there, and also a couple of eyes. So there's an alien critter there. That's how I would perceive that. But it could be just somebody's artwork there. Just look at it and see. So anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, thank you. And a lot of what we do, I mentioned at the opening of the show tonight about your intensives that are coming up starting next weekend. And a lot of what you do is remove those energies from people when we're on the calls. Do you want to just, you know, we don't need to wait, I don't think, till the end of the show. Can you just talk a little bit about the body intensives that are coming up?
Yeah, we're starting those off, but like I said, we're on the 14th, that's what Ann said, I believe, Saturday.
Right.
And we have the 8-hour calls the next Sunday, which will be the 15th, and then the other two Sundays after that. So we get rid of the alien critters, parasitic life forms that'll live inside of you. And once you get these released, we could have, you know, multitudes of these things in us, but each time you get them released from you, feel better. So, and then you get more spirit energy. And when I first started doing this, I figured I only do maybe, maybe a few Sundays to do it. And somehow I just continued on because there's more of this stuff that attaches to people. So, you know, if you're thinking that coming on this one time is going to get rid of all of them, fortunately, it won't, but it will help you. So I'm sure there's a lot of people listening who know that they more to that call because they feel so much better. I'll take out the octopus energy, one of those out of you. And this one here is wrapped around your throat, so we'll focus on the ones, the one on your throat. So we're going to get rid of first tentacle, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seven, eight. There, that's released from your throat. I'll take out the body. I'll get the body out of you. And a lot of people, you might be coughing or choking or something. That's perfectly normal. There we go, and that's released. I'll get rid of the poison that it gave you. So here we go, releasing poison. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay, now we'll get rid of waste products. So one. Oh boy, two, three, four, and five. And naturally, because you live and they also die, you may have alien wars inside of your body. We'll get rid of some of the dead carcasses that may be just more than one. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six. Here we go. Seven and eight. There we go. Got rid of eight carcasses. You want to get up and walk around. If it's, you know, naturally around your throat, very possibly you want to get a drink of water. But there we go, everybody. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Wow, thank you so much. Okay, we have a couple of comments about what we've been doing so far. Someone said, after the last time you cleared names, few say mine wrong. So I don't know if that means people had been saying it incorrectly and now they're saying it to him correctly, or if now they're saying it wrong, which, I don't know, might not be such a bad thing, right? They might be less courted by people if they had your name wrong. Might go somewhere else. And then someone's asking, what about shapeshifters? So I'm not sure exactly what their question is, but since we're talking about reptiles.
Are aliens that come into your body. A shapeshifter, by my definition, would not be an alien critter, okay? So a shapeshifter would be an alien being, just like a human being, but it's alien. And it could have different appearances. And it could make the body do a shapeshift or look different. Now, you probably have all seen celebrities at times change into something else. If you go to YouTube, you can watch a lot of these shapeshifters that are in the body. The body physically changes slightly. There's some where the skin actually starts to move and get marks on it and everything else, and scales on a few of them. So if you just think we're just talking just to give airtime here, just go onto YouTube and you can actually see it happening. And you could say, well, that could be Photoshop. Well, that's, you know, anything could be done. But, you know, as you see this, and most people have seen shapeshifters because they'll watch somebody and they'll change form slightly, and you'll wonder, gee, what am I looking at? If you don't know what you're looking at, you just may just say, oh, well, I just saw this weird thing in this person, but it can't be real because I don't believe it. Well, you don't have to believe anything. It's here. So remember, your belief is kind of what's holding you here anyway. That's why you're stuck here, because of your past belief system. But, you know, your belief, you don't have to really validate anything, because what you're seeing is all true. Just go to YouTube, and very possibly you see something, and there's a lot of, you know, videos on that. But if you did see somebody change a little bit here, maybe one of their eyes changed. That happens a lot to people. And, you know, you may see an eye looking kind of different, like a squished grape, maybe. And one eye is normal, one isn't. Maybe different colored eyes, even. So everything is out there. And these things, the shapeshifter will go into a physical body and take it over, maybe be like the sit in the back of the bus, and then it will eventually want to be the driver of the bus, and it'll come forward, look out of your eyes, and it could bring forth its image. So people a lot of times talk about reptilians. And there's a lot of reptilian pictures, but remember, just think of the sci-fi movies. We've had vampires and turn into werewolves and different things like this. Also, maybe you could even say maybe zombies sometimes as they're taken over by something. But this is all real here. And the way to really protect yourself is to get your spirit more into your body to hold more space for you. Can't guarantee that would keep them out 100%, but really low on spirit energy, then very possibly you could be taken over. That's the alien stuff. The other takeover is when you have entities. You want to do your whole lifetime, you know, entity clearing and do a lot of those. You tend to feel like your personality is changing. just don't feel quite right. It could be an entity with you, especially if you have addictions. Entities will come in. It could have hundreds, if not thousands, of them coming in for your own particular addiction that they're giving you. And you may not even want it, but they don't care. They just want to use the body. Entities don't care if they kill your body. So once you understand that, then you want to get them out, because they're only there to have fun. Having fun in your sandbox. You own the sandbox, so out of your sandbox so you can have a better life. Back to you, Ann.
Well, thank you, Ron. And since you brought up entities, may we please have a sample of the entity clearing?
Okay, so what we'll do is I need everybody to think of a time maybe where you hurt yourself, okay? You could still have entities in that location. Maybe you, since we have poor weather now, maybe you fell outside. It was slippery or something last week, or more recent, maybe today or something. Or maybe something happened to you where you banged your head or whatever. Well, you could still have entities stuck to you there as you're leaving off of your energy. Maybe you got a cut or something. So think of a physical condition, a problem, a situation that you had. Probably a more recent one, if you can pull that one up. And I'll clear away entities for you in that location. So this is up to you to pick a place. Here we go. So I'll release 50 entities. So here we go. Each time I count to one, you're going to feel one leave you. For the more sensitive people, when they leave, you're going to feel your body jerk each time I do a number count. That'll mean that you're actually feeling this thing leave you and your body's responding to it. Some people are very sensitive and they jerk. If you don't jerk, it's still okay. You may start to feel warmth and tingles in that area. Here we go. First entity, this is where you want me to work on. So one release, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, and 50. There we go. So this clearing will only work one more time for everybody listening. And if you're listening to an archive, it'll work once for you. And if you feel much better, then get online and do your whole lifetime entity clearing. And probably get the unlimited version after you do the whole life one, because these things are here all the time. Probably one of the best setups that the dark side has done to everybody here, leave these entities floating around to connect to people. And you can tell that they're here because most people who do something that isn't quite right, the old saying was, I don't know if it's still used now, but it's like, oh, the devil made me do it. Or you ask somebody, how come they did it? They go, well, I didn't do that. Well, they're just telling you the truth. They didn't do it. An entity did it. So you have to realize that that excuse is used a lot, and it's because it's basically probably true, you know. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you very much. And that is, disturbing about the entities and about the ET parasites and everything. But luckily for us, we are able to access Creation Lightship and get these things taken off of us. And we all appreciate you so much, Ron. Okay, a listener who listens all the time named Janice said people are calling her Janet. So the first listener that wrote in, did say that people are saying his name wrong and it doesn't bother him anymore, or him or her, because he's no longer attached to that outcome. So that's good. So thank you for all those, Ron. Someone has a request for the clearing of Pearl Harbor Day, which its anniversary was just this past week.
Yeah, today's the day here, so...
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yep, December 7th. So here we go, everybody. Let's get rid of the entities that are attached over there to Hawaii there. So here we go. So this is whatever was attached that came in to the people that died and also the energy that's there at location. So here we go. Boy, many, many timelines there. Indians had a field day on that one. I'm seeing probably, at least 500 timelines of that same event being played out over and over and over again. And oddly enough, there's a couple timelines that I'm viewing where actually it didn't happen. The Japanese somehow were, you know, their airplanes were shot down. Let's put it that way. So we actually won on a couple timelines that I'm seeing. But all the other ones are devastation. So here we go. So releasing the energies there. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we can get as many as we can away there. So hopefully you might be feeling something. It doesn't matter if you do or not, if the clearing's working. So remember, some people don't feel. So don't expect to feel something when I do the clearings if you're not a feeling person. Some people just aren't attached to the body. Maybe they live in the mental realm as opposed to the physical body realm or the emotional realm. So that's perfectly fine. The healings always work. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I just want to remind everybody, if you haven't yet gone to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, please do and sign up to get his emails. And then you'll know about what's going on and about the special healings. And I bring that up because someone was asking on the fast chat, Ron, if you're going to have the New Year's call. And yes, you are. It is, oh, actually, I'm so sorry. I closed my email. It's going to be on the 5th, someone said, on the fast chat. And I think that's another four-hour call, if I'm not mistaken. And it's fabulous. I recommend it very highly. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that, Ron, before we go to the light ship tonight?
Yeah, each year is different. So typically what you can do is as you feel the energy for each month, so we go through each month, and I think for with each month, maybe for 10 minutes, I believe, 10 or 15, and so you're just sitting there with the energy that will more than likely come in. So I can't say that this is 100%. Because the light only works in the now, but this is sort of what's expected to be here. So you can sit there and feel the energy, and also you can possibly write down what you may want to do with this energy. So it's sort of like planting your seeds of intention. It's not exactly correct when I say that, because then you're dealing with mind energy, but it's what is sort of coming down the pike. And you could sit with it and feel each month. And it's quite interesting to actually feel the energies. And I have had people comment, over the years here that, got all their notes for when they had the call. And sure enough, it matched pretty closely to what they were experiencing. So very possibly you can get like a jump start and be able to see what's happening during this time period. So that's what it's all about, and it's a lot of fun. And we do healing on it, also on the light ship. It's $20. So it's a great call, and a lot of people love it. So let's go to the light ship. That sound good to you, Ann?
It does. We have a couple of other questions on the fast chat, but we'll wait until we come back. And
okay.
Yes, let's go to the light ship.
Okay, so if you have a birthday, we'll do a little birthday food court ceremony here. So here we go. This only works live, like I said, on program, which is Saturday night. If not, you're going to feel peace energy. Here we go. So, bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, if you'd like to do so. Here we go. So going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we're there right now, and looks like they're working with oxygen. So maybe there's a problem here with oxygen. I don't know, but they're right away going into the oxygen rooms here. It's a bubbly type of water, and we're also in other rooms giving us oxygen. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll take about 6 requests, so maybe Ann can let me know what those are when they come across, Ann. I'll go to a few rooms first here.
Okay.
Go into the rainforest room, where you want to request your healing. Ask for one healing, and healing for each location that you go in. And going into the rainforest room, and there's light beings there, different types of forms, and just request your healing. See how they can work with you. And on the light ship, you're completely healed, but down here, because you have densities, energetic bodies around you, those don't go to the light because they weren't created by the light. Your spirit created emotional body and everything else that you're dealing with, typically. Body is still full of negative energy that was not created by the light ship. And light ship only heals the parts of you that are still fully in light. Are remanifested, back and forth, back and forth. Each time you come down, when you're in perfection, you come here, and then all of a sudden, these emotional bodies and trauma bodies and everything else, pain bodies attached to you, and they corrupt the healing. Why you want to have healing to get rid of this stuff so you can have a much better life. Going into another room, we'll go into the room where there's horses. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Have a request there, Ann?
We do. The spirit room where we were created.
Okay, so here we go. Go into this room, and here we go. Doors opening. Walking into the room, you're going to see very bright light, and this is where you are in reality, with your twin flame is one. So here we go, coming into you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and you will normally feel something down here happening too, even though you're being bilocated zillions of times here a second. You're actually back and forth, way faster than the speed of light. You may be able to bring that consciousness back here. So let's go to another room, Ann. What do you have there?
We have the deer room.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And enjoy that room here. Let's go into the white light room here. Go into the silver room now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Another room that we can go into, Ann?
The mud room?
Oh, the mud room. Oh,
that sounds
okay.
Fun.
Oh, boy. Okay, mud room. So here we go. This is the hot tub room where they have mud. And here we go. Let's go into the silver mud. This will be interesting. So So here we go. Silver mud. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And there's also mud there that, I don't know, it's different looking mud. I'll just say it's multicolored. So here's the multicolored mud. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll get more of that energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. And let's go into another location. And I'm going to go into the palm tree room where there's palm trees. So here we go. Then we'll go to the food court. So I'm going to climb up the palm trees and look around. So to see a lot of wonderful energies there and things moving. As we're on this, like a beach with palm trees. For that, request your healing. And now we'll go into the food court. So going there for a birthday party. And anybody who's born in December, we're going to celebrate your birthday. So we're having this wonderful cake and ice cream, if you like that. Or pies or whatever you like to experience. We look for the German chocolate cake with the ice cream and the fudge and the nuts and the cherries and the drizzle and all different types of things. The whipped cream, can't forget that. And it's about the size of a pencil eraser, so we're all getting whatever we choose now. Going to be eating that, and here we go. Going into our mouth now, and there we go. And if you want seconds and thirds, you can. There's some tropical, like, fruit punch, if you want to have that, too. It looks pretty thick to me, like a malt. Try that. So here we go, everybody. You can have that. It goes underneath your tongue, and you may start to feel your body actually feeling full. Quite interesting when you start realizing that and seeing that, wow, I felt like I had a big meal, you know? All you're having is a little piece of food the size of a pencil eraser, but you may feel full. And, oh, the light beings are coming to sing happy birthday to you. Doing that right now. And everybody else is joining in. So happy birthday, everybody. Be born in December. And we're now going to be leaving this room unless you want to have thirds or something. Enjoy more and just request more. And we'll go into two more rooms. So do you have any rooms, Anne, that we may want to go into?
Yes, someone's not sick of snow because someone requested the snow room.
Okay. So this will be snow. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that's the snow energy. That's pretty good. Also brown snow. I see that there. So here we go. So brown snow coming to you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Kind of looks like root beer, you know, like a root beer float. So one of those for many years. So anyway, here we go. Enjoy that as it comes around you, does some healing work on you. And there's some green snow. So here we go. And green snow's coming around you to do some healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Feeling pretty good. I won't bring in the yellow snow. That might mean something else to some of you people. I've heard about that. So let's go into another room, and we'll go into the room where the butterflies are. So here we go, butterflies. So stronger, 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 and stronger, okay? And one more room, Anne. What do you think?
How about the elephant room?
Okay, here comes the elephant. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, like we're done with the clearings and healing, so we're coming back down now, bringing our animal, pet, flower, tree, garden, plants. And here we come down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So back to you, Anne.
Thank you, Ron. That was lovely. A nice long visit to the lightship. And happy birthday, everyone, whose birthday is the month of December. You mentioned at the beginning of the call we needed oxygen, and I don't know if it's connected, but I have been yawning that whole time. I must have yawned 10 times the whole time we were on the lightship. I wonder why that was happening.
Either it's lack of oxygen that we're having, maybe the wrong type, possibly. Don't know the difference too much. Maybe it's nanotechnology. So if you are feeling a little tired or goofy or wondering where your energy has went, you may want to get on and do that nanotechnology clearing. Just type in the word nano. The name is a little different. Anyway, nano should get you there. And it will help to with you on the nanoparticles that you've been breathing and eating. That's probably been in place. Remember, you have, your body holds or has held energies for a long time that is dormant. Kind of like, we'll just say, having seeds in the ground, right, with no water, then all of a sudden the energy in the air comes through, and it could be energetic too also. And then all of a sudden it's like watering that seed, and something destructive happens, you know, some kind of, we'll say, instead of having a nice flower blooming, it might be something with a lot of pokers and stickers on it, you know, some kind of weed that, you know, the weed from hell, you know. So that's what happens in nanotechnology. So here we go. We'll do some clearing for that. So I'll do a sample of the nanotechnology to see if you're feeling better. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. It is pretty heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. What about, thank you for the suggestion of the nanotechnology clearing, but what about that alien oxygen code removal? Should I put that on as well? That's the free healing you have on the opening page of the website.
Definitely, I would do that one also, yeah.
Okay, because I have done that before, but I haven't done it in a while, so I'll put that on. Wow, that was, I mean, it was weird. It's just not normal to yawn as much as I did, but I feel better now.
They're injecting lots of people now. And so I think according to their plan, their plan is probably pretty short now in the end of the year, which means that they're doing a lot of work to harvest people. So that's kind of what I'm seeing. So they're doing things that probably would not have been done last year. They're getting braver. And last year was their first, I won't say their first, but it was, for my awareness, the first time they abducted people on a mass scale here. And again, they're probably doing it now more so. And I think they're working more back east than they are on the west coast here. But, you never know. It may be changing off and on. Have seen, and we've talked about this, seeing a lot of weird clones coming in, weird people who just don't know or get it or something, you know. I won't get into that too much. But anyway, if you go to a shopping mall and you can't find a place to park and you walk into the stores and you go, wow, it's like, you know, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning here. Where's everybody? Well, you know that they're out in their service mode. So, anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Okay, people are commenting about the trip. Someone considered the brown snow chocolate and thought that was a lot of fun, and I think that's a great idea. And people are just saying, you know, that they enjoyed the, thank you for the trip to the lightship, and they enjoyed the different rooms and everything. So thank you so much for that, Ron. Now, right before we went to the lightship, you did a sample of the entity clearing. And I know we always talk about this, but I just want to say again that please remember, everyone, that when Ron does these healings on the radio show, they're just samples. So if you're really affected by something, like if you felt better from that nano clearing, that was a sample, and that probably is a good indication that you should do the whole clearing. But this person questioned Ron about the entity healing is that while you were doing it, BBS ran a commercial. I think that's what happens to people when they're listening on the phone. So did that affect the effectiveness of that healing for the person or anyone who might have been listening on the phone?
Entity clearing?
Yeah.
Let's just redo it here because we got some release. We can get some more out of you. So like I said, let's work on – the healing will work. Once we start and you're connected to the call here, you're listening to the program, I should say, then it will work for you even if you lose power and everything goes off. So don't worry about that. Don't get upset. Here we go. More entities being released. So let's work on entities that let's work with lung entities causing your maybe lung congestion. Time of the year, they used to always talk about flu season. I don't know if I hear that much anymore, but, they always create something or tell you something to believe in, to bring it forth, I guess the thing now is cancer. Everybody's talking about cancer. So here we go. So one, get rid of entities of your choice here. Two, three, four, and I'll do 50 of them. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, think of something. Right now I'm working with lungs, but it may have something else going on. Well, that's 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, and 50. There we go. Let's do one for headaches. I don't know. Maybe somebody out there has a headache. Or maybe just an ache in their body. So either way, let's do one for a pain. So here we go. Pain relief, getting rid of entities that we can. You can have a couple thousand of them. So I'm just getting rid of 50, but it may make you feel a little better. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, and 50. So I'll just switch it over to entities just real quick here. Some of you out there may have noticed maybe you had a pet, you had a neighbor who had a pet, let's say a dog, for instance. Cat probably isn't that prone to this because they're not going to really attack you, but I guess a cat could. But a dog could bite and bark and everything else. So maybe you have an animal or your neighbor has one. Maybe you know this animal and petted it and everything else, and you liked it, and it liked you, and all of a sudden one day you come up to it, and it's growling at you, and chase you or bite you or something. Well, that's probably because of the entity inside of it. Animals and pets do pick up entities. If you do have one where your pet or something else is acting a little bit strange, then do an entity clearing on it. It will probably help it out immensely. They pick them up also. Remember, the dark side would just love to have, your favorite pet bite you, They would love that, give you all that pain, and then you get angry with your animal, and you beat it or something, or hit it or swat it or whatever. All that is that they're loving to get from you. So it all depends, how the situation is. Hopefully you're not going to beat an animal, but I have saw people do that. Harmed by something. So anyway, back to you, Ann, but entities are one of the major problems here.
Do you think, Ron, that in that same situation of a dog who, for instance, has been friendly to you, and they then growl at you, could they be seeing something attached to you, like an alien presence or an entity even?
Ah, that's a good one, too. That's the flip side of the story. Yeah, that could be also that. Could be having something attaching to you or living around you energetically, and the dog is afraid of it, too, doesn't like it. So, both ways. Very good, Ann. Great.
Yeah, not really. Better if there was no such thing, but yeah, I just thought of that. So the first thing I would say that you want to do before you do an entity clearing on a dog or a cat or something is first do yourself. Make sure there's not something wrong with you that the animal's picking
up on. Yeah,
that's
good, yeah. Very good, yeah. But animals could use it immensely. And they're pretty... normally, they don't live past 10 years of age, so do a whole lifetime of those and make the animal feel much better. You know, I've done a lot of entity work with dogs and cats. Really change your personality and are much better.
Right. Well, oh. I know my cat was very happy. She always is when you're on doing a call, Ron, or a show. She's always with me and always all relaxed and happy. And I did the entity clearing for her a long time ago. I definitely noticed a difference. Well, we're getting, you know, down near the end of the show, but I did want to share a question that came up earlier, Ron. You talked about, we were talking about Pearl Harbor, and you did some clearings, but you also mentioned timelines. And someone was asking, do we need to do timeline clearings on those, on that event?
Well, if you had any relatives that was there, very possibly. Remember, two things happen. Number one is you pick up issues from, your relatives. Your parents, you see, when they're living, and they created you, so all of a sudden have their stuff in you. But also, things, entities slash energies can body hop from your family line. So if you had maybe a great great or great grandfather or something like that who was in the at Pearl Harbor, very possibly, and they died, that emotional body and entity that could be attached to it, also to you, could be coming into you. You could be maybe wondering why you cry each time this time comes about. Maybe you have a problem with World War II in general, okay? So maybe for some reason, maybe one of your ancestors, that body hopped into you, was maybe at war, we'll just say, with the Japanese. And so all of a sudden you have this racial thing about Japanese people, not knowing why you have it, okay? Or maybe the other token would be the Germans. Maybe you have that and you don't like, the German people for some reason. You see movies and you just, you know, really don't like that. Or reversing it, maybe... you know, you were one of those, maybe a pilot in the Japanese Air Force or you know, whatever it was called then. I don't know if they had a name, but the Germans had Luftwaffe. And so maybe you're one of those pilots, and you were shot down by an American or a British or something like that. And so all of a sudden now you have this dislike for those people, not knowing where it's come from. So either way, it works the same way. Remember, people carry on that tradition and that situation in their lives. That's why, you know, you see family feuds happening off and on. What was it? McCoys and the Hatfields or something? Well, just think of what's going on there. Same thing. All these things come up and people hate each other for no reason whatsoever. That's probably the reason. Entities are body hopping into the family line. So that's one real good way to get rid of them is to do an entity clearing. So hopefully that shed some light on the subject.
Right. Okay, Ron. Well, thank you for that. We're getting, we actually went a little over already, our show. But there is one more thing I want to ask you before we hang up, because it was a really good question somebody had on the fast chat. Would doing the earth protection clearing perhaps help with protecting us from the harvesting that the ETs are doing?
The earth protection clearing is only for the earth. It won't affect you. But I would say, yes, definitely do that.
Okay.
If you do have some extra time, do that clearing, because it's going to get pretty intense between now and the end of the year.
Oh, good. Well,
yes.
Thank you, listener, for bringing that up. And again, when you go on Ron's site on the upper left, there's it says recommended healings under the key logo for healings. The second one down is sample healings, and the Earth Protect Timeline Crash is listed there. So you just click on it, and it's free. And I think it's time to say goodnight. Our next BBS show will be Monday at 4 p.m. in the afternoon, Pacific Standard Time. And again, next Saturday, the 14th, will be the four-hour call. And thank you all. Thank you, Ron, for a wonderful show. And I'll say goodnight, and go ahead, Ron.
Hey, so same thing here. Blessings, everybody, and have a wonderful evening. And do those free clearings. Very beneficial to you. And by all means, do the earth protection clearing. That could help out for the aliens invading the planet here between now and the end of the year here, to bring in the new timeline for January 1st. So lots of things happening. So blessings, everybody. See you later. Have a wonderful
Bye.
Evening. Bye.